USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump reacting to the Inspector General's report calling some of the findings regarding FBI misconduct a disgrace. The report finds no bias, but plenty of misconduct at the hands of some FBI agents led by former Director James Comey, who Trump fired. The IG, Michael Horowitz, taking almost 2 years to do his investigation, 200 witnesses interviewed, and an almost 500-page report issued. But the U.S. attorney looking into these matters, John Durham, releasing a statement saying he disagrees with some of the conclusions. Durham writing, "Based on the evidence collected to date and while our investigation is ongoing, last month we advised the Inspector General that we do not agree with some of the report's conclusions." Now, Durham has the power to prosecute people for a criminal activity that took place. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
An update now on the number of illegals crossing the U.S. border. More and more sections of President Trump's border wall being built, and here's the result. U.S. Border Patrol says the number of illegals arrested at our southern border with Mexico declining for a 6 month in a row. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
Acting CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan announcing just over 42,000 illegal immigrants were apprehended at the border in November, down by more than 100,000 since May of this year. Morgan says the Trump administration's successes in the illegal immigration crisis have sent a strong message to cartels and criminal organizations, adding that President Trump and the CBP agency will not stop what he called the relentless pursuit to protect and safeguard the nation. Morgan says coming to U.S. borders illegally with a child will no longer be an automatic passport into the country. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I join. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
More now on one of our top stories here on USA Radio News, the IG report and reaction to it. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
A long-awaited watchdog report from the Justice Department's Inspector General on the origins of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe found no evidence of political bias despite performance failures. The report found 17 significant errors or omissions in surveillance applications for Trump campaign aide Carter Page. President Trump reacts to the release of the report.
Incredible. Far worse than I would have ever thought possible, and it's an embarrassment to our country. It's dishonest. It's everything that a lot of people thought it would be, except far worse.
In USA News for Your Health, Gallup reports a record 25% of Americans say they or a family member put off treatment for a serious medical condition because of the price. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Results from the Gallup survey found that is up from 19% from a year ago, with another 8% indicating a family member put off treatment for other less serious conditions. I spoke to Lydia Saad of Gallup, who says that brings the percentage of households delaying care due to the expense to 33%, tying the high from 2014.
Overall, we find a third of U.S. adults say that they or their family couldn't afford care in the past year, and a subset of those, which is 1 in 4 Americans, say they couldn't afford care for a serious medical condition.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.